If your business needs a new application, then developers will have to write code, a lot of code. If an application needs to be modernized, then you'll need time, resources, and caffeine. If that sounds daunting, then you need Watson X Code Assistant, AI designed to multiply developer productivity so you can generate code quickly. Let's create a more modern foundation for business with Watson X Code Assistant. Learn more at ibm.com/codeassistant. IBM, let's create.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Hello, 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 hello. Well, welcome to the Naughty But Nice Show. I'm your host, Rob Shooter, and it's Thursday, which means our dear friend Mark Lupo joins us. Hey, Loopy, are you there?
Loopy Lou is back for another Thursday.
I love our Thursdays with you. Mark, I got quite a response after last week's show. You revealed a lot about yourself and your anatomy.
I mean, it's the truth. It's the truth.
We've come a long way because we both were quite shy about doing these podcasts. Like, we know celebrity news, don't get me wrong. We're really good at being reporters, at knowing the gossip, at knowing all the celebrity news. But at first, we were quite reserved about revealing stuff about ourselves. And being a host of a show, I've had to learn this, that you've got to like me as well as the information I give. And I was, at first, more comfortable just being like a Diane Sawyer, like a newscaster, like Lester Holt, and I just sort of did the news and went home. And then I got trained and people were like, no, they're tuning in for you and your co-host, so you've got to reveal a little bit. Well, Mark, have you ever?
Well, Rob, I can't help it, because when we talk, it's like we're just talking as friends, and I forget that we're being recorded and that people are going to listen to this stuff later on. Oh my God.
I sometimes get shocked. Like yesterday, we were beating E-News on the charts. So I don't go to the charts all the time, but I do check every so often. And I'm like, wow, people really do listen to this. So, hey, Mark, I think what you revealed made people like you even more.
I hope so.
I know. I got a few DMs asking for your number.
Yeah.
Okay, let's jump into the show. What time is it, my friends? It is tea time. So a big breaking, very upsetting story coming out of London. Queen Elizabeth is very unwell. She's under supervision at her home in Balmoral. Buckingham Palace issued a statement just a few minutes ago saying, quote, following further evaluation this morning, the Queen's doctors are concerned for Her Majesty's health and have recommended that she remain under medical supervision. She remains comfortable and at Balmoral. So Balmoral is her estate up in Scotland. She loves it up there. She's not been moved to a hospital, but I'm told this is really serious. Buckingham Palace does not issue a statement like this unless something really awful is going to happen, and it's probably going to happen soon. Now, we know Meghan and Harry are over over in the UK at the moment doing their charity work. I'm told that Prince William and Prince Charles are rushing up to Scotland as we speak. So the family are expecting this. And it's quite a tricky thing to talk about, isn't it? Because we know what I'm saying, Kia. We know she's 96 years old. Nobody is wishing what we all know is going to be the ultimate outcome here. No one's wishing that. But we have to talk about it. We have to remember what an extraordinary person she is, what a historical figure she will always be. But Mark, I'm told by my insiders in the palace, I've got great sources over there, that within the next 24 hours, we are probably no longer going to have a queen on the throne.
Oh my goodness. I'm so sad to hear this, Rob. You know, I know she means a lot to you, and she means a lot to a lot of people who listen to the show and all over the world. And she has a really, really special way about her. I will say I'm happy to hear that Harry is there and that all of her kids will be there and they're going to go and see her. And I think oftentimes when someone's ready to cross over onto their next adventure, they want to make sure that their family is good. And I think that she's in a place now where she recognizes that everyone in her family is being taken care of. They're all in a good place. And I think she's ready to move on, you know?
Yeah, I think she is. I'd love to say that before this happens, she could see some peace between Harry and William. There's always those regrets, but that's not up to her. It's up to the two boys here. Maybe this will be the impetus to make them realize that life is precious and short. What an extraordinary, extraordinary life. The tricky thing, too, about doing a podcast is we're not live.
Right.
So if you listen to this later on today, I think we're going to have some really bad news. And obviously, we will change tomorrow's show. We will not do a gossip show tomorrow. We will do a show remembering this extraordinary human being. My entire life, since the day I was born, she was on the throne. The same with you. I've never known another monarch.
She's really the most incredible leader I can think of. She's kind, compassionate, loved by many. It's just hard to imagine what it will look like after she does pass.
Right, it will. It's going to change. I was talking to my sisters this morning, Christine and Anne, who are, you know, this is blowing up in Britain. This is the biggest news of the year, of the century in Britain. When this happens, it's going to be huge. And we were all saying about that. And in a modern era, you know, I don't even know if I believe in a royal family anymore. I don't know if you should bow because somebody was born into a family. I believe you get a job because you work hard. That's how I want to believe. So I think the Queen has done this extraordinary thing where she has navigated the old world and the new world. She knows times are changing.
Yeah.
She knows things are different now. We're not going to bow down because of somebody's bloodline. We're going to bow to people that we respect and we admire. So the Queen has very little function in British government anymore. She's a constitutional monarch, so she's not involved in the government, the running of the country, but she still has this enormous power just through her celebrity and her gravitas. And I'm not sure that will be the same with Prince Charles. I'm pretty sure it won't be. It's going to be a whole new era. I think we'll see the royal family get smaller and sort of have different functions in this world and be more symbolic than they even are now. But gosh, can you imagine? Her first prime minister was Winston Churchill. I mean, you think that this is ancient history. Not so long ago.
Not so long ago, Robin. It's funny. I was reading just a few days ago about her impact on all of us during the pandemic. And we were all so scared and no one knew where to turn. And she brought this voice of reason, this voice of calm. Yeah. And I will always remember that because we need that in times of chaos.
A friend of mine said she's the mother of the nation, and that's a really good way to think about her. She doesn't make policy, she doesn't make the laws, but she's almost above the laws at this point. And I really respect my elders too. Now, I know a lot of people who are listening to this probably don't like the thought of monarchs and royals, and how dare they, and who do they think they are? Are we peasants? But I think that she somehow managed to navigate this, and a lot of other royal families haven't, which is why they've disappeared. They don't exist anymore. Britain still has a royal family because of her. She is the magic here. Honestly, it's very upsetting to me. I'm sort of grasping with my emotions. It feels like someone's going away who's always been in my life, Mark. I feel like I know her. I've never met her, but I feel like I know her. It's a weird feeling.
It is. You know, I will say I lost both of my grandparents within the last 2 years, and that's the same kind of feeling I have now hearing this, is that it's this big part of your life, this foundation, this rock, this thing you look to for guidance, and suddenly they're not there any longer. And it's like you have to continue on and figure out what is it that you do next. Yeah. In their honor in a lot of ways, too.
In their honor, that's absolutely right. Hey, let's move on with the show. So Bethany Frankel is now branding Meghan Markle a terrible business person. Bethany. I know. So Bethany's got a podcast out. She said that Meghan Markle is a terrible business person. This is an expression I hear a lot. So Bethany's picked this up from somebody else. She is playing checkers, not chess. Mm. And Bethany thinks she's overplayed her hand. Now, Bethany was really critical of Meghan Markle before she did that big Oprah interview. And Bethany's claiming because she was critical of Meghan Markle, it's always about Bethany. Bethany got death threats and lost major deals. And she claims A-listers were texting her, secretly saying they agree with her, but also telling her to take it down. I'm not sure Bethany has that many A-lister friends. You know who probably texted her? Teresa Giudice, Nene Leakes, Lisa Rinna. Like, that's who probably texted her. I don't think Julia Roberts is texting her about this. I think this is Bethany's way of making herself relevant again. It seems, though, she's turned into a bit of a troll now. She's going after the Kardashians. Now she's going after Meghan Markle. Yesterday she went after Lisa Kudrow from Friends. I don't know if this is a good look. She's turning into, like, the Tucker Carlson of Bravo celebrities. Do you not think?
You know, it's funny, Rob. I've never been a fan of Bethany. I should say she's never been my favorite person. But, and however, I do find her to be entertaining. I watch her TikToks where she critiques, like, you know, beauty products. And she really has become a troll. I will say this. I have a theory. I think Bethany sees herself in Meghan, and she sees Meghan in her. They're both polarizing people. They always have been. And I think that she at one point was kind of pigeonholed into a corner, which was the housewives, and she kind of lost her way. So do I think that she has good advice? Yeah, I think Meghan should maybe reel it in, but I do think Bethany sees herself in her.
Bethany called me a poor man's Perez Hilton. I know. So I knew her the first season of Housewives. We'd go for drinks together. We had a mutual friend. I liked her ambition. Yeah. I liked how ambitious she was. Yeah. You're right, she's like a Meghan Markle, but Meghan married a prince. And Meghan's actually easier to get along with. Like, Bethany's tough. Yeah. Like, whenever you put Bethany in a situation, walk away, count 10 minutes, and she'll be fighting with somebody. It doesn't matter where you go with Bethany.
Yes.
Like, everything's drama. She really is sort of like this angry person. And I spoke to some friends, some mutual friends today, and they said Bethany's just lost her way. Like, she loves TV. She tried to be a talk show host, and that didn't work.
Right.
She's pitched a couple of shows and they failed. Sort of like a Martha Stewart Celebrity Apprentice show, and that was terrible.
Yeah.
So I think Bethany's like lost her way, and she likes attention. I think that's why she's a good reality star. So I think now just trolling people each day on her podcast, I mean, it gets her attention. It's sort of working.
No, it's sort of working, but she is always someone who's thinking about the next move, and I think Meghan does the same thing. It's like, podcast, what can I do to get attention? Because remember, when Meghan was on Suits, we were not talking about Meghan Markle.
No.
Maybe you liked her. Maybe you knew who she was. Maybe not. But we weren't talking about her the way we're talking about her now, you know?
I know. It brings us to our poll question of the day. Bethany Frankel has branded multimillionaire Meghan Markle, who lives in a $14 million home and just got $100 million from Netflix, a terrible business person. Now, I know I set up that question. I know I set it up to get the answer I want. But, you know, you can't say Meghan's not doing too well. Didn't Spotify pay her like $100 million for three podcasts? I mean, she hasn't done the work yet. She got the check.
Incredible.
So Bethany said she's a terrible business person. Are you team Meghan? Mm-hmm. Or are you team Bethany? Boo-hoo. Oh, gosh, I might have influenced the vote. Go vote on our Twitter page at Naughty Nice Rob. Our Facebook page is Naughty Gossip. And be sure to check back tomorrow to hear your results. Hey, Mark, what are you working on?
Okay, so I have a really wacky and wild story for you. It's a little bit lighter than what we've been talking about. So Meghan McCain's husband, Ben Dominich, was caught bragging about his wife's big boobs online. Okay, let me explain how we got to here. Okay, so Ben Dominich found himself in a social media feed with followers after he said former President Donald Trump totally botched the COVID-19 pandemic. Now, in response, one follower decided to attack his wife, Meghan McCain, and her body. That tweeter wrote, "Meghan must be waving those fat boobs of hers to get your attention, loser." Now, Dominich did not take this well. He clapped back, tweeting, "I must inform you, it does not make me a loser to have a wife with big tits." Oh my gosh. Wait, so then Meghan jumps in and she retweets her husband's post and says, Oh my God, Ben. Rob, I have to ask you, if this ever happened to you, do you think Bruce would jump in?
If you go after someone's wife, someone's husband,
yeah.
I would defend Bruce. Now, yeah. I would do it in a very different manner. I'd say he's got a Grammy Award and a Drama Desk winner, like I would say, some of his credentials rather than his physical appearance. But I do find this so interesting. As gay men, Mark, we can talk about this.
Yes.
My straight friends, my straight guy friends, are boob obsessed.
Yeah.
Like, I don't really notice people's boobs. I don't, like, Miss D has enormous boobs. I hope she wouldn't mind me saying that. But I don't really notice them unless she points them out, which she does a lot. Yeah. And it's not on the tip of my tongue. And so, Mark, straight men love boobs.
They love boobs. They're clearly very protective over the boobs.
Yes, they're boob mad.
They're boob mad. Yeah, exactly.
Boob mad. I probably wouldn't point this out, but I think Megan sort of likes these two. It's a wacky, wacky story. Hey, moving along. Mm. Kris Jenner is shooting down health rumors after her hands were quite shaky in a video. Mm. So fans were noticing on a new TikTok to promote her daughter's cosmetic line. Uh-huh. There's the clue there. There's the clue in all this. Uh-huh. Her hands were a little shaky. You know, Kris said, if I have wobbly hands, I'll get more viewers. Like, you know. She was like, sometimes I think they, like, walk with a limp, so we say that, or, like, they twitch a little bit. Like, I'm like, they're just doing that to get more attention. So she's 66 years old in the video that's already been viewed by 14 million. That's right, 14 million in 24 hours. People notice a little bit of a tremor. Mm. Well, her spokesperson is saying, don't be ridiculous. She's absolutely fine. There's nothing wrong with Kris at all. Is she just making that money, Mark?
Well, Rob, it's so funny. So, I mean, the story's not funny, but I will say they're in the preview for their new Hulu season. Mm-hmm. You see Kris being rushed to the ambulance, to the hospital, and then last week Kanye leaked texts where Kris admitted she's not feeling well all the time. I don't know, Rob. Who's writing this storyline?
Who's right? They're a genius, Mark. Yeah. This should be produced by you. They've got a new show debuting really soon, and now Kim flashes her bottom. I mean, it's everything. It's just everything. Hey, Mark, and quickly before we go to break, what's happening with Armie Hammer and this documentary?
So House of Hammer is removing an image of an alleged bite mark that one of the actor's exes believed to be a photo of her own body.
Ooh.
I know. Okay, so it turns out the image in question appears to be a bite mark tattoo from Pinterest. Okay, so House of Hammer, Courtney, one of Hammer's former partners, discusses love bombing, the coercion, and the abuse she alleges to have endured during her relationship with the actor.
Wow.
In an on-camera interview, she says the actor convinced her into BDSM situations that did not make her feel safe, including rope bondage and biting.
Oh.
She said, he bites really hard. And then she gave details of the alleged biting, and a photo shows up of a bite mark. She says, he tells you to wear them like a badge of honor, almost like he convinced me that I'm lucky to have it.
Ooh.
Now, Rob, so shortly after the docuseries premiered, social media users noticed that the image looked similar to that of a bite mark tattoo photo that originated on the internet, and it appears to have been from Pinterest.
Oh.
Now, in response, the House of Hammer is in the process of removing the image from the docuseries.
Wow. This is what happens, isn't it? They start picking at one or two things, and suddenly you think the whole documentary is made up. You have to be really careful about this stuff, because you can make mistakes. You know, as a reporter, I've done stories that are really, really accurate, and I've got one detail wrong, and my critics would be like, it's all wrong. I think this happens in court cases too, Mark. You do one thing wrong, or the police do one thing wrong, you have to throw the whole thing out. It's going to be fascinating to see what happens with this. Hey, we're going to take a quick break, and we will be right back. Welcome back to the Naughty But Nice Show. I'm Rob Shudo with our dear friend Mark Lupo. Hey, Loopy, let's get to the polls. Da, da, da. So yesterday we talked about Kim Kardashian bearing her bottom in a jock strap of all things on the cover of Interview magazine. Is this great or is this gross? Let's have a look. 60% said gross. I sort of like it. I like being shocked, and I didn't think Kim's bottom could shock me anymore, but put her into a jock strap, which we normally don't see on ladies, and I thought, now you've got my attention.
Yeah, I mean, I always am shocked how big it is. Like, I always forget how huge it is. But I will say, when she was wearing that Marilyn Monroe dress, it definitely seems smaller. So I'm like, how did it get from that size to this size?
Well, the camera angle, though, is very good. They're sitting on the floor shooting up. Like, Kim likes it looking like this. So there you go. Okay. Go vote. Don't forget to vote on today's poll. Go to our Twitter page at Naughty Nice Rob, our Facebook page, Naughty Gossip. And be sure to check back tomorrow to hear your results. Hey, let's do my favorite part of the show, our nicest. It's a nice one today. And nicest of the day.
Wow. Our nicest of the day. It's Charlie Puth. Okay. So Charlie Puth, it's for good reasons too. He woke up the internet by sharing a nude photo of himself on Instagram. So the gasp-inducing black and white image shows the singer standing naked on a swing in a desert with his backside facing the camera. I know. He captioned the pic, "What rhymes with four? Find out Friday, LOL." Which, Rob, we're all left to assume that he's announcing his tour in conjunction with the release of his album.
Ooh.
Yes, and this is not the first time he's done this. Apparently, he has many other thirst traps to share. On Thursday, he gave us a mirror selfie that showed the entertainer showing off his abs while covering his penis with his hands.
Charlie Puth, I am all for this. You are adorable.
Yes.
And the picture is adorable, and you have a lovely bottom. There you go. I said it.
There you go.
He does have a nice bum, Mark. Yeah?
He does. I want more.
I zoomed in on it, because it's a little far away.
Yes,
but a very nice bum. Thank you, Charlie. You're our nicest, maybe our naughtiest too, of the day. And now our real naughtiest of the day. Cheryl Burke from Dancing with the Stars is clarifying a comment she made about Tyra Banks surviving the show. So she is insisting. So she's in, like, that newbies are going to survive on the show, and so Dancing with the Stars. And so she told listeners that she's really upset that Tom Bergeron isn't on the show. Now she's going back and saying she wants to make it clear that she doesn't necessarily mean Tyra should be fired because she misses Tom. It's a tricky thing here because Tom was on the show forever. Tom and Cheryl are friends. She misses Tom on the show, but in doing that, in saying that, it implied that Tom should come back and Tyra should be fired. And now she's trying to have it both ways. So you can still miss Tom and you can still love Tyra, which I guess is true. Although, let's be honest here, you got a favourite and she likes Tom better than Tyra. That's clear. But she doesn't want to say that because Tyra's the boss and Tyra's tough. Tyra's going to see that.
Oh, she is. And it's no secret that Tyra has struggled over the last couple of seasons. But, and however, Tom is gone. We are done with Tom. This is the new reality. If you don't like it, then maybe Cheryl, you should leave. I don't know.
Oh, I love it when you get like that, though, because I'm like that in life too. He's gone. It's over. Like, stop.
It's over.
You know? Be sad about it for a moment and move on. But if you keep talking about Tom, you will be fired, Cheryl. I hope you're listening. Hello. Let's end with a moment of Rob. You get a Rob. 15, 20 minutes. We try to make you giggle with some celebrity gossip. But for a moment, we're a little bit more serious. Today's quote is from Carrie Fisher. I love this quote. It's a deep quote, so I'll go slowly. But think about this. Resentment is like drinking poison and waiting for the other person to die. So if you're resentful, if you want to hurt somebody else, if you're thinking about hurting somebody, destroying them, all you're actually doing is hurting you.
Awful. Yeah.
A good quote.
The only thing I'm drinking right now is some booze, so I'm full of goodness.
I've got an Earl Grey tea. That is it for today. Thank you so much for listening to the Naughty But Nice with Rob and Mark show, a production of iHeartRadio. Don't forget to subscribe on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, wherever you listen. Leave us a review if you can. And all together now, remember, if you're going to be naughty, you've got to be nice. Take care, everybody. Pip, pip.
It's Naughty But Nice with Rob.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
today.
Your new home journey starts at Fisher Homes, where everything is red, white, and new. Explore exclusive summer savings and start your journey by selecting your ideal home site and your dream community. Choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans and bring your style to life at the Lifestyle Design Center. Are you looking for a quick move-in ready home instead? Fisher Homes has options for those too. Fill out a form to connect with a new home advisor at fisherhomes.com to get started today before the sun sets on summer savings.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.